Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Disorderly Conduct. I'm your host, Vincent LeBay, and it is a vainglorious Wednesday evening here in beautiful California, Northern California. It's 80 degrees today. There's a hint of a breeze. It's been sunny and clear all day, clear skies tonight. It's actually been quite, it's perfect, ladies and gentlemen. In fact, I don't even know why I'm doing a radio show. I should just be outside gazing at the stars. But instead, I can crack the window open out here and check it out. But I'm here with you. And if you would like to partake in some disorderly conduct with me here on the radio program, the Blog Talk radio program, it's 347-826-7667, and we're going to go straight to the phones. Let me see. Caller number 111, you're on the air.
Hola.
Is that Callie?
Maybe. I don't know.
Hey, baby, how you doing?
What's up? Yes, it is me, since you're reporting from, in the Bay. I am reporting from the bathroom. Well, technically I'm not, but, hey.
You're in the Valley, Central Valley.
In the Valley, mm-hmm.
You're a Central Valley correspondent. You're a senior Dancing with the Stars analyst, and you're also our... Senior Central Valley of California's correspondent.
Okay. Yes, I'm reporting here from the Valley.
What's
really
going on in
nothing.
The Valley right now? What's happening out there in the Valley?
Currently, nothing right now. It is 60 degrees. It's dark outside. I don't have the windows open. I'm not going outside. We had no rain. It was okay temperature.
What are you wearing?
I am wearing pajamas. What are you wearing?
Jammies?
Mm-hmm.
PJs?
Oversized sweatpants and a t-shirt. Yeah, so.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
But guess what?
What?
I will be in the Bay this Saturday.
What's going down Saturday in the Bay?
There's a journalism conference. I don't... Yeah.
Who's in concert?
Journalism. It's a journalism conference at San Jose State.
Oh, a journalism conference.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I thought it was a concert.
Oh, no.
They should incorporate
a
concert with it. They'd probably get a better turnout.
I will be in Oakland next weekend.
The town.
Usher and Trey Songz will be in town. So,
Oh, my God. OMG.
Yes. Oh,
Trey Songz.
Actually, it's the OMG tour.
Is it really?
Yeah.
That's terrible.
But I will... be currently in the Bay Area 2 weekends in a row.
Excellent. Well, okay. We should cross paths at some point.
We should. I don't know what's going down on Saturday, so.
At the very least, you should give us a report from the, or a review or whatever, of the Trey Songz Usher show.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely.
That's another thing. You're also an entertainment correspondent.
Yes.
Co-host. Sometimes.
YG, the guy that sings Toot and Boot It, I will be meeting him on Friday. So, and that's all I gotta say. From the Central Valley, where nothing really happens. We're known for Scott Peterson and Amber Fry and Gary Condit and Chandra Levy and the three Yosemite Hikers.
George Lucas.
George Lucas and Jeremy Renner.
Okay, I don't know who that is, but sweet.
The guy that was in the Hurt Locker.
Not familiar.
He was like the only random person who was up for an Academy Award.
Yeah, I'd have to see his face.
Yeah, but I am being taught by I guess not the same people, but I'm going to the same school as George Lucas and Jeremy Renner. Well, now really you can just stalk me if you, like, Wikipedia'd that. But, yeah.
Cool. We got another caller here on the line. Let's see who this is. 773, you're on the air.
Hello, this is Leo Menes calling from Chicago, Illinois.
It's Leo.
What's up?
Oh, Vince, what up? Hey, Callie.
Hey.
Nothing much. I'm really disappointed. I have not seen the movie The Town. Girl from Detroit in the chat room is talking about The Town, the movie. And as I understand it, the movie The Town is not about Oakland. I think that's wrong.
It's not like Boston. It has like Ben Affleck and a chick from Gossip Girl.
Yeah. No,
I never even heard of the movie.
The Town should be shot in Oakland and starring Too Short or somebody.
I'm super excited. Next week will be my first time in Oakland.
No, come on. Seriously?
I'm being super serious. Like, the only time that I've been through Oakland is on BART, which I don't technically think that's, in Oakland.
Okay.
So,
it's just
like,
in Oakland.
Try not to get shot.
I've always wanted to go to Oakland, and I'm super
Oakland's
excited
that
I can go.
Oh, of course not. Sure.
I got to upload.
It's not Compton. Compton, I wouldn't want to.
I mean, there's certain pockets of Oakland you don't want to get caught in, but.
Man, Compton's
the
first place I want to hit when I get to Cali.
Where do you want to go?
First place I want to go once I hit California is Compton.
I wouldn't know. Well, me and Vince live in North Cal, which is like, honestly, it's like North Korea and South Korea. Not, because it's totally two different aspects of it. I don't know. I don't know if I would really want to. Okay. I also want to report, since I'm the entertainment reporter, technically is November 4th over on the East Coast. Lil Wayne gets out today.
Oh,
word? Yeah, Lil Wayne gets out today. Weezy is back in the game. NTI, sadly, is in jail again. The whole little narcotics thing that him and Tiny went down through like a couple of months ago. Dude can't catch a break, man.
Hey,
I have no idea what you're talking about, but I'm glad I have you as my correspondent.
Don't have drugs in the car if you're on probation or parole. Shit. What's
exactly.
So hard about that? What's so hard about that shit?
I didn't know these people were all in trouble like this. I can't keep up with these guys. They're always going in and out of jail. You can't. It's really between those guys, between all the rappers and Charlie Sheen, it's really hard to tell who is in and who is out.
It is. Oh, shit. Has T.I. even been out a fucking month? Damn,
He hasn't even been out a year. He's been out like maybe, I want to say like 7 months, 8 months, and then he gets caught with ecstasy pills, and now he's back in the pen for 11 months.
Yeah. Great judgment on T.I. Yeah, great judgment.
And it's hard for me to root for him because, like, okay, yeah, you messed up. You had guns and you did that stupid thing. You know, you weren't supposed to have guns. Yeah, yeah. Okay, so you're in jail. You put out all this great music. You did that TV show that was awesome. And
this T.I.? Are you talking about T.I.?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, continue.
And now that you get caught with, you know, ecstasy, it's just like, I can't root for you, bro. Like, at least wait until you're off probation until you get caught with something else.
I mean, yeah, like, why jeopardize your probation? Like, you got millions of dollars. Why are you still doing all this bullshit? I mean, I can't explain it. You know you're on parole. Why would you even risk it? Hey, you know you're on parole, and you know that motherfuckers are watching you.
And you're famous.
Yeah, but, hey, it's a great way to promote his new music video, Get Back Up. How ironic that he's promoting a single about getting back up, and he's going right back in.
But I never understand that jail shit anyway. I've been locked up for 2 days. I couldn't take the shit at all. And I was only locked up for 2 days. I can't even take that shit. Like,
Girl from Detroit's calling me a stalker. What the hell's her problem?
You're a stalker. You stalked me. Don't lie. You went to the bathroom.
I went to the bathroom?
So off banner.
Right now?
Yeah.
No. Does it sound like it?
No, I'm talking about, like, when you go to Los Banos.
I see, Los Banos. Yes, I get it. Yeah, sorry, it totally flew over my head. I have not been there as of recent, but I will let you know as soon as I make another appearance in Los Banos.
It's not much of a... No. I just want to say... does PD of LA have 2 Blog Talk accounts?
Not to my knowledge. I don't know.
Because I'm in Desert Rose's chat room because I can't, you know, I can't be on the phone at, you know, twice, 2 shows.
Mm-hmm.
So I show love to both of you. And he told me that I was a cheater because I'm on the phone with you, which you should... Mm-hmm. Feel special that I'm on the phone with you because I don't know why, but you know, and I'm in Desert Rose's chat, and so like he knows this, and I wonder how he knows this.
Thank you, very nice.
Just tell me to get over it. He'll get over it.
I was like, LOL.
Yeah, it's okay. I'm not worried about it. I don't know what the deal is. I mean, he's over in that chat and you're over in that chat. That's great. Everybody's chatting and all is good in the land.
He's like a stalker.
Tell him stop catching feelings.
Yeah. I'm going to give a big shout out right now to Blue Sky 69, girl from Detroit. I think because I'm happy. Leo Menace and Mrs. Fiji.
Yep.
We're taking your calls, 347-826-7667. Right now, we are looking for one more panelist. I think you have to have at least 3 people to have an official panel, right?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, 2 people is just like guests. You guys are guests.
2 people
right now.
Just a conversation right there.
But if somebody else calls in and joins, you guys are panelists. So be ready for that. So if anybody out there wants to join the panel, it's 347-826-7667. Last night I did my election special, Especial Elezione. And that went over really well. I was really happy with everybody who came out for that. It was a good time. And it looks like we might have another panelist here from the 414. Panelists, you're on the air.
What's good with it, Vince? This your boy, AD.
AD.
Yeah. What's good with it, Vince?
Hi.
What's good, y'all?
Yo.
What's up?
Yeah, I just left PG. Wanted to jump on
okay.
That shit, see what's cracking.
Are you in the chat room right now? No.
I'm on the phone. I don't really. Well, my computer on right here, but I got my Pro Tools logged up. I'm in the middle of recording. I just decided to take a break really fast.
I see what you're saying. Okay, sweet. Well, AD, you're now a panelist, and I want to thank you for joining the panel tonight with Leo and your girl Callie.
Hello.
Yeah.
What's good with it, Leo?
Yo.
I'll see you,
man. You know, here and there.
Where's B-Mac? Anybody know where V-Mac is? V-Mac.
Is it like a V-neck shirt?
No, the dude, V-Mac.
No, he said V-Mac.
Like, no, V as in V. Mac as in like Mac Dre.
Like, well, maybe he's... I was going to say if he's a V-Mac, then he's a vagina Mac. Like, he gets down on the vagina.
Oh, he probably wishes he was.
He gets down on the jiggle. He's a jiggly Mac.
Mm-hmm. Are you still lying in the gutter right now?
No.
Okay. So,
no. First off, the show's called
Her
Hermione's
always
contact,
in the gutter.
Okay?
She's a naughty girl.
Yes, she is.
Whatever. I was just
first
saying.
First word comes to mind when you hear. First word when you comes to your mind is when you hear V. Is it vagina?
Well, what else starts with V?
Well, it could be Vince, Vance, something, Vince Mac. Some of you have to go straight to vagina.
Mine's always in the gut. Not a girl.
Violin. Violence. Maybe he's a violent Mac. I don't know. Why do I always have to get in trouble?
Because you're a naughty girl.
Right.
No.
Because you need a spanking.
Absolutely.
No.
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to. I would normally take turns.
All the panelists will have to take turns administering a spanking to your girl, Callie. So if anybody else wants to join in, the number is 347-826-7667. We're gonna go into some stuff here with the panel in a second. I gotta take a break. I got a little cotton mouth, if you know what I'm saying, ladies and gentlemen. And so I'm gonna duck out for a second. But please feel free if you have the inkling, give us a call, 347-826-7667. Right back with the panel after this.
I fly like paper, get high like planes. If it gets me at the border, I got warrants for my name. If you come around, hey, we working all day. Your life gon' pass you in a second if you wait. I fly like paper, get high like planes. If it gets me at the border, I got warrants for my name. If you come around, hey, we working all day. Your life gon' pass you in a second if you wait. Just like different days when I'm sitting on trains. Ever since we get to 2 o'clock in that game. Dog food for dinner,
disorderly conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Okay, so I just gotta unmute myself. There we go. We're back. It's Vincent the Bay here with you. You're on Disorderly Conduct, taking your calls, 347-826-7667. We were talking about Oaktown earlier, and I'm gonna paste something into the chat here in a second. But I want to bring back our panelists. We have your girl Callie.
Hey. Hi.
Also, the one and only Leo Menace.
Hero.
And then our all from the mill town, it's AC.
AD.
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 It was close enough.
ACDC. AD.
Don't do that to my name, man, please.
Well, see, I have ADDDD, so sometimes I need a little refresher. And by ADDDDD, I mean, I'm fucking baked, bro. I forgot. All right, so I'm going to play some new music for you guys, see what you guys think of this. Speaking of Oaktown, this is a track from this side project. I don't know if you've heard of this band. Well, the hip-hop group from Oakland called Zion I. But they got the MC from Zion I. He's got a side project he's doing called The Burners. And it sounds to me like it's just him and some DJ that's just fucking got really blazed and made a side project, music project out of it. This is called The Burners. I'll be right back.
Burner!
Check it out.
You're now tuned to the burners. Your crew don't concern. I'm hot as a torch. Don't get scorched in the furnace. The mind of a hacker. I call the back stack. Your middle linebackers. I leave the blitz back. Game cold like the Packers. School face rappers. You'll get my dappers from Shorty Tier Rapper. I'm known as a zombie. Blah, blah. With the auger, it's hard and I arm a car. And I flow like the Nile. Creators of Sayo. Haters taste good like Pico de Gallo. Ain't nothing can't save me. Sick in the brain. And the click, click, and flip. All I'm spitting is lame. And you better get retarded. You're written in lame. You're now tuned to the burners. Your crew don't concern us. I'm highly torched. Don't get scorched in the furnace. Call red truckers. It's bound to be ruckus. We ride in the streets. We some wild motherfuckers. A shout for the battle. Can't live like cattle. I rouse for the rabble. Flip verbs like Scrabble. And rattle and trunker. Storm through the bunker. I'm chilling like a monk. General and chief funker. We fight like in Ganga. So run like a Sata. Shakur, are you sure? Mobaki Danga. Move like Shata. The boy get proper. I dropped on the net cause CDs get caca. Rep for the set like I'm Zulu Shaka.
I'll get to you in old
time. You're now tuned to the burners. Your crew don't concern us. I'm hot as a torch. Don't get scorched in the furnace.
They blowed up the levee to try to move me out of. I'm deep like magma. You offer that powder. My style couldn't cower. I grow by the hour. And win like Belichick. My tech leave them sour. They can't stop dissing. My militant slick get them. Slaves to the rhythm, I sit them and hit prison. So call me up, do me the data when you need it. I'm lacing up the crew, all you get weeded. We pass another Dutchie on the left hand side. Then we pass another Dutchie on the right hand side. Cause the team undefeated at the whole world.
You're now tuned to the burners. Your crew don't concern us. I'm hot as a torch. Don't get scorched in the furnace. You're tuned to the burners. Your crew don't concern us. I'm hot as a torch. Don't get scorched in the furnace. You're tuned to the burners. Your crew don't concern us. I'm hot as a torch. Don't get scorched in the furnace. You're tuned to the burners. Your crew don't concern us. I'm hot as a torch. Don't get scorched in the furnace.
from Oakland, California. That's the Burners. And I hope I'm, I don't see my switchboard here, so God, I hope I'm not muted. I'm not. All right, we're back. It's Disorderly Conduct. I'm Vince in the Bay.
Thank you. Very nice.
No, thank you for tuning in. I want to thank Blue Sky 69, girl from Detroit, guest 12947, Leo Menace, and our good friend Rambo Radio. He's got a very raw, edgy show. Rambo, you know, I didn't pay attention. I mean, I did pay attention to a lot of the results of the elections. I didn't see Tancredo did not win, did he? I think I would have heard something about that, but I didn't officially hear if Tancredo lost. I'm assuming he did because I didn't hear anything about it. But maybe you can break that here for us on Disorderly Conduct, as there is so much to pay attention to locally from here for me and then nationally. But yeah, there you have it. Speaking of locally, that was the Burners with their title track, The Burners. I sound tired, Blue Sky? Well, I am tired. It's fucking 11:30 at night. I've been, speaking of burners, I've been burning too, honey. Let me bring back the panel here. So, the Burners, what'd you guys think of that?
It was awesome. What up?
This song right there was hot. I like that shit.
So I don't know what Oakland's area code is, but what up, Oakland? Holla!
510. The area code is
510.
Yeah.
I only know like Sacramento and like San Diego and 707.
Oh, Rambo reports that Tancredo tanked. Yet Rambo still marched for over 100 miles for Tancredo. Tancredo made a little showing there, but I guess unable to pull it off ultimately. Leo, how did the election turn out? As far as you're concerned, did you vote first of all?
Yeah, of course I did.
Okay. Were you satisfied with the results?
Not really. Since I'm a libertarian and shit, and you know, mm-hmm. people that I vote for, you know, they're not going to win anyway. But I do it anyway.
So as far as candidates, you just went libertarian right down the line.
Yeah. For the most part. But I did vote for some Democrats, some Republicans, and even like a Green Party.
They do good. In one of the categories I had never even heard of, it was like some like assistant assembly council bullshit. I just wrote in dude.
I said Britney Spears.
Yeah, Callie voted for Britney Spears for governor. You know who I really wanted to win for governor? It was back in the primary, the Republican primary. There's this guy from he's like somewhere, it's like Placerville or Auburn, somewhere up there. He's a railroad switchman. And he was running for governor in the primary. I was like, dude, the guy's got the perfect slogan. He's like, you know, Steve Johnson's going to put California back on the right track. Literally.
I thought it was funny. I was looking in. I do all sorts of media, not just radio and TV, but I'm in the newspaper class at school, and we were talking about election, there was some guy that was like 24 years old, and I didn't do any research on him. So when I saw my ballot, and you know how it says like what they do, like if they're a farmer, if they're a businessman, this dude was a retail like person. I was like, oh my gosh. When I worked in fast food, I should have been like, I want to be governor.
Yeah,
I was just happy that Meg Whitman didn't win. I hate that bitch. Fuck that bitch. She spent almost $200 million just on running for governor.
I mean, just think about what she would have done. She spent like what, nearly $2 million on her campaign. She would have put us in debt more.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm trying to edit some music right now.
Yeah, I know you're in the studio. You're cutting some tracks. We know how it is. You're a multitasker, baller, shot caller. That's just how.
Yeah.
That's just how your girl Callie rolls.
Always getting money.
I'm definitely not in the studio, but okay. I was in the studio last night.
That was cool.
Not with New Boys though, because I'm editing a. There's a song that they have, and I like how they say their name. They get New Boys, and like I think it's really cute, and so like. I took it, and I'm going to edit it down and be like, hey, this is my thing, kind of thing. But, yeah. So, what's up, everybody?
Tired?
Oh, just touching myself.
Oh, that's lovely.
And listening to your lovely voice.
Oh, I don't have a lovely voice, but okay. Thank you.
We should be on the same page.
You have, yes, you do. Of course you do.
No.
Yeah, you do.
No.
Yeah, you're
it's,
half
I find
the reason
it really
why.
Annoying.
What? Your voice? Well, because you're used to it. You're tired of it. We're not.
Exactly. I love your voice.
Thank you. I sound like a
I want to make love to your voice.
You know, you're not the first person to say that, actually.
Especially if it's possible.
I mean, well, and like in this situation, you can technically do that to my mouth, but not my voice. So, I don't know.
Have you ever had phone sex?
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. But that's just lame, but I forgot about that.
Mm-hmm. You can have fun over the telephone.
Why, it's recorded on Blog Talk Radio? No, thank you.
No, we don't have to record it on Blog Talk Radio.
Right.
We can do it offline.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Matter of fact, Blog Talk not even recording now.
It isn't recording anymore?
Yeah, we're not recording anymore, so we can like have phone sex right now. It's not a big deal.
Are you serious? You can't download shows anymore?
Yeah, no, you can't. So you can do all you want. It doesn't matter.
That's bullshit.
So might as well just have phone sex now.
No, I'm cool. No matter what I say on my show, doesn't mean it reflects me. In any shape or form. Wait. I will just tell you like I told the guy, the rapper guy. I just got cheated on twice. I'm not ready for a relationship.
You just got cheated on twice? I didn't even know you were dating anybody.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. Well, it wasn't technically dating. It was more like leading up to that, but obviously that didn't work out because I was cheating. So
phone sex means you have to have a relationship for phone sex?
Yep. Yep.
Just phone sex? I mean, just phone sex.
Yep. Uh-huh. Yeah, no. I have to have a title on it or a ring on my finger. But I'm too young for him, so. Yeah.
Really?
I'm being for real. Why?
It got quiet.
It did.
Hey, so, damn, what the hell you want for just like regular sex, dude?
What?
That was a creepy laugh. Like, what the hell is it going to take for regular sex, dude?
A ring on my finger? And a nice, big, fancy wedding?
So you saying you ain't giving no more sex unless you get a ring on your finger.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. So
Blue Sky 69 must be checking me out on Blog Talk. Are you on my? Or maybe she's on my Facebook by now. Who knows? She says I look older than I sound older than I look.
Is that a good thing?
That's funny. Yeah, that's funny because I actually am 73 years old.
Shut up.
So what are you saying? You saying I look like I'm like 90?
She's saying you sound older than you look. She's saying you sound young. You look young, but you just sound old than a motherfucker. That's a compliment, man. Trust.
Yeah, I know. I hopefully I'll keep getting those well into my 60s. Okay, who's ringtone? Somebody's blowing up. You want to take
when
that?
When you get about 70, you're going
to
sound
do you want
like
us to give you some, do you want us to mute ourselves so you can take that?
What?
I don't know why Blue Sky and Girl from Detroit don't just call in. Join the madness. Join the panel.
Join the orgy.
Yes, join the audio orgy that we've already started here. It's getting close. We've got an hour and 10 minutes. That means we are. Probably about 10 minutes away from business time.
This is a sort of not strictly folk music. It's more of a folk and bee.
Folk and bee jam.
Right, yeah. Okay. Right. Flight
to business time.
Flight to Concord.
1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, yeah. Tonight we're going to make love. You know how I know? Because it's Wednesday. And Wednesday night is the night that we usually make love. It's because it's when everything is just right. There's nothing good on TV. You haven't had your social netball team practice, so you're not too tired. Oh, yeah. Sounds like it's all on. You say something to me like, I might go to bed, I've got work in the morning. But I know what you mean. You mean, oh, yeah. It's business time. It's business time.
It's business. It's business time.
That's what you mean. You mean it's business time. Oh.
It's business. It's business time.
Oh, yeah. That's right. We go brush our teeth. That's all part of it. That's foreplay. You go sort out the recycling. That's not part of it, but it's still very important. Next thing you know, we're in the bedroom. You're wearing that ugly, baggy t-shirt from that team-building exercise you did for your old work. And it's never looked better on you. Oh, wah, 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 wah. I take off my trousers and trip over them, but I turn it into a little dance that makes you think, yum, he's very sexy. Now I'm down to just my socks. And you know, when I'm down to just my socks, what time it is. It's time for business. It's business time.
It's business. It's business time.
You know, when I'm wearing my socks, it's business time. They're business socks.
It's business.
love. Make a love for. Make a love for two. Make a love for 2 minutes. That's right. Almost finished. When it's with me, you only need 2 minutes. Because I'm so intense. You say something like, is that it? But I know what you mean. You mean, oh yeah, that's it. 2 minutes in heaven is better than 1 minute in heaven. You tell me you want some more. Well, I'm not surprised. Oh, but I'm quite sleepy.
It's business. It's business time.
Business hours are over.
It's business. It's business time.
Up on me here. Switchboard is acting up. Okay, we're back. business time. So check this out. I just saw this. The sports figures that were or the people associated with sports who were running for office. Took a beating. Two NBA former NBA centers ran for political office. Sean Bradley, a 6'7" former BYU star who spent 12 years in the NBA, lost his bid for a spot in the Utah legislature on Tuesday night. He was defeated by State Representative Tim Cosgrove, a Democrat. So Sean Bradley, I don't know if you remember him, but he was a freak, actually. He was 7'6", which means he could dunk. He was the same size as Manute Bol, although he could shoot a little bit better, but he could dunk without jumping. And he still sucked. And then the other NBA center, Chris Dudley, 6'11" center, who played at Yale and went on to play at for the Portland Trailblazers, and who was known for, am I not on? Are you not hearing me? I'm looking in the chat room here. Detroit saying, I'm hearing, but it's all good. What the hell are you talking about? Anyways, Chris Dudley, who was probably the all-time worst foul shooting player in NBA history, he was running for governor, Republican, running for governor in Oregon, and he lost in a tight race on when that was decided tonight. I actually had to go and count ballots overnight. And then, of course, the high-profile Linda McMahon, a.k.a. Wife of Vince McMahon of WWF, WWE fame. She was defeated in her bid for Connecticut Senate seat, which was vacated by Chris Dodd, who stepped down and retired because he's a fucking crook who basically was an accessory to this whole economic meltdown and mortgage meltdown and all of the above. He's going to get his golden parachute and be on his way. And this guy, Richard Blumenthal is going to now be the senator there. So, bleebity blobity bloobity. I bring back my panel. Leo, your girl Callie, and AD.
Yeah,
you guys
sucked that
awake?
Bit, man. So I sucked that end of it, man. Didn't win. I did kind of like her a little bit.
You know what she looks like to me? You ever watch, remember Saturday Night Live? Remember when Will Ferrell did the cheerleader skit and he did it with that short little girl? That's who she looks like.
Huh.
You know what I'm talking about? What's that chick's name on SNL?
Yeah, I think so. I
gotta figure it out. I want to see about a side-by-side picture of them, too. But yeah, all these chicks, these Linda McMahon, Meg Whitman, and Carly Fiorina, and all these just chicks with all this bread to just throw around. There's like these, like, they're almost like the ultra-rich housewives of Beverly Hills or whatever, and decide, oh, what will I do this week? Maybe I'll run for Senate. Why not? I've got a couple million, $100 million to throw around. Why
yeah.
not? It'll be fun.
Right. Yeah, plus she spent $43 million on her campaign of her own money.
Heath Shuler, the former quarterback for the Redskins and the Saints and Tennessee, he's a noted Blue Dog Democrat. He was reelected in North Carolina. Republican John Runyon, a former Eagles lineman who spent 14 years in the NFL, defeated Democrat John Adler in a tight U.S. House race in New Jersey. There's always athletes. Nobody gives these athletes a hard time. Nobody gives what's her name? Stuart Smalley. God, what's that guy's name? Al Franken. The guy's a comedian.
Oh God.
And nobody thought he was nuts. Nobody like replayed all his nutty quotes from his career,
right,
and smeared him that way.
Yeah.
And so what? This Chris
horrible.
Yeah, it's just ridiculous. It's like a double standard, though. I think that poor Christine O'Donnell got a raw deal. Actually, that whole Delaware Senate race is kind of a weird thing to begin with, because originally it was Joe Biden's seat and Joe Biden's son wanted to take it over, but he thought that Mike Castle was going to run for that seat, who was the Republican from who was in the House, and he thought, oh, there's no way I'm going to beat him, so he didn't even run. And so Chris Coons decides to run, and meanwhile, Mike Castle's cruising along, thinking he's going to be walking away with this. And out of nowhere, out of left field, Christine O'Donnell gets an endorsement from Sarah Palin, and suddenly she's a Tea Party darling, according to the media.
Fuck that bitch.
Exactly. I would totally fuck her. But she has nothing to do with the Tea Party. She's been running for this for the Senate. This is the third time she's done it in the last 6 years. The last three elections for Senate in Delaware, she's run for the seat as a Republican candidate and lost every time. Nobody called her a Tea Party darling 2 years ago when she ran. Or 4 years ago when she ran. It's just like, you know, all of a sudden, you know, the media just says, oh, she's a Tea Party candidate. It's just because they say it. She's suddenly this Tea Party darling. Oh, and Sarah Palin calls her and says, hi, I endorse you.
Well, just, who gives a shit? You know, I should be the governor of California and fuck all the politicians, because we're all going to die. 2012.
You know, there's some politicians that I would fuck.
I know you would definitely fuck our governor. Arnie.
No, I probably would abstain from that, and I wouldn't hump his wife either, Maria Shriver. She's kind of scary looking too.
I think I'll still hump her.
But it was Arnie has been, you know, he had the election, then he had the Giants rally today, and then tonight I saw him courtside at the Lakers and Kings game.
They were it was the Lakers versus the Kings today?
Yeah, in Sacramento.
I would have hella went to that.
You hella should have.
Well, Vince, I gotta go. I would stay here longer, but...
What, do you have homework?
I have class at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, yikes.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess that's okay. Thanks for hanging out for the hour, though. That was cool.
No problem. Anytime. I'm your Dancing with the Stars correspondent, your Central Valley connection.
Oh, yeah, we got to touch base with you next week at some point. Hopefully Bristol Palin will make it through another week. I'm pretty sure she can. She's gotten this far. I can't believe it.
Bristol.
She can squeak one more
week. We should make a bet on this.
Oh, now we start betting on it? She's gotten through, like... 8 weeks already. It's a miracle.
Hey, if Kelly loses, she got to do phone sex.
Nope. Sorry.
I want to have sex with Bristol if I win.
Well, I don't think my connection. Well, have you seen her on the TV? She acts like she hasn't, like, kissed a boy. Like, we all know that you fucked Levi Johnston. We know that you can do it. Move those hips. Hello.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She just needs to be trained. She needs to be trained because she shows flashes of it. Like, she'll let her guard down for a minute and, like, be naughty for a second. And then she'll go right back into, like, uptight mode. But that guy that's dancing with her, he pulls it out of her. Like, he can't pull it all out of her. He can't make her do it for an entire performance, but he gets little chunks out of her. She's got potential. She just needs to be trained right.
All, you know, hands down to Mark, because he is trying his best. And honestly, I don't think he would have thought he would have been this far in this competition with her. But, you know, the fans love to see them fuck up, so it's good ratings. It's good ratings. And they have to keep her around.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for calling, Callie. I'm going to take a break here and wet my whistle. And, I will talk to you again soon, I'm sure, and we should put her on Facebook as soon as possible.
Oh, definitely. You know
Cyber.
How my Twitter am. You have my Twitter and my Facebook.
I'm going to say as soon as possible.
Dude, like, what? Do you think? No, it's not going to happen. Never. Unless you put a ring on it. Are you going to put a ring on it?
Sure.
Sure?
Yeah.
But you can't, like, we can't get divorced. It can't be, like, a quickie marriage like Britney Spears.
Oh, no.
Even though that's sure. Who you voted for governor.
Wow.
Yeah, so?
I don't call it throwing your vote.
Sorry, man. It's difficult. Nice try, though.
Sure, but I got you.
What?
Next month, we'll get married. Next month.
Next month? And it has to be a big wedding.
Sure. It'll be
big. It has to be a destination wedding. I have to have, like, 15 bridesmaids. Vince has to marry us, so he has to do all that reverend trainer, whatever thing. He has to be, you know, that.
Yeah. Do we have to write our own wedding vows and all that shit, too?
Yep.
Okay, I'll probably have Vince write mine.
Because Vince knows
I'm getting
more,
a lot of I'm getting a lot of responsibility here.
I'll just write.
And you have to pay for it all.
Sure, I'll get the money. Don't worry about it.
Oh, baby, I'm always the one that has to fit the bill. I understand how it is. I'm your sugar daddy.
No, Vince.
It is what it is.
You don't have to pay for it. He does.
Believe me, I wish it could be some other way.
Callie, don't fuck this up for me.
How am I supposed to fuck it up for you? At least I'm being honest. I wouldn't want my friend Vince to pay for it. You have
if
to pay
he
for
wants
it.
To flip the bill. You know what I'm saying? That's great.
Vinny, I wouldn't have you do that.
But I would.
Because that would be kind of cool, actually.
You would for you to pay for my wedding.
Oh, no, it's not to pay for it. But to MC it or whatever. Or, you know.
But
you're saying.
You're gonna be the one to marry us.
Yeah, that part I want to do.
And will you be one of my bridesmaids?
I will totally do all your bridesmaids.
Be, not do, be. Like,
oh.
You have to dress up.
What? What, are you doing some, like, cross-dressing thing where, like, all the guys are bridesmaids and all the women are groomsmen?
Well, I have a lot of guy friends, so.
So they spill over into the bridesmaids, so I'm, like, one of your more effeminate friends? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm just saying.
I'm not manly enough to be one of the groomsmen. Oh wait, I get it. No, you pick. I get it. The bride picks the. Yeah, that's right. You're right. Right. Yeah.
You guys figured it out, and you tell me you Facebook or Twitter me when I'm supposed to show up.
Yeah, I'll have my people get in touch with your people, and we'll work it out.
All right, sounds good. Well,
that's right. Yeah, work that.
All right.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
You guys have a great night. Vince, I'll see you on Twitter, and bye to everyone, and I will be back next week for Dance with the Stars update.
Great.
Okie dokie.
Thanks, Callie.
No problem.
There you go, your girl Callie. Our entertainment and Dancing with the Stars correspondent. Good to have her out. We're going to take a break and be right back.
Yeah. talking, fat ones. Pee Wee had a crew in the back room. Goldie had the trap giving head breaking off. Rapping behind that diddly dog. Twin 1 and 2 were telling stories. Pop beating down niggas for the glory. Had to catch a plane that 9-year-old out of town. Everybody getting high, trying hard to clown. I had to go shopping for it's time to leave. I dipped to the mall, flipped me some jeans. Rolled on out like a player. Hot ass day, bitches everywhere. I'm leaning hard to the left like a big shot. Checking out the hoes, seeing who would get knocked. Cause when you fuck with shorts, you get fucked quick. I run some drama on your ass to make you suck dick. Ride through the old thing, beaming it slow. Crazy than a motherfucker, man. Niggas over there on 84 Beamer, niggas always talking about us. Just how we drive on the floor, man, you know. Doing donuts and shit. Running all up on the curb. Breaking up new cars and shit, nigga. Really don't know. That's some hoping shit, bitch. It was me, Jock, Beaming and T-Lo. Boop, Kiki, Slow Motion and P.O. Spud, Juju, Frog, and Big E. Getting high on Oral Street. Bub, Joe, Ray, CC, and Mark. From the Granny Park, Howard came through from the beach town. Motherfuckers getting high, going down. It's the same every day it's the same. But that night we hit the hoop game. Who was playing? Seattle versus Golden State. Hollered at the homeboy Gary Payton. After the game, we went to his house. NBA jams turned us out. Niggas talking loud, slamming bones. Any kind of way to get your gamble on. Bet. All you kept hearing was bet. Dice game on the pool. Table, fuck that shit. I ain't going out of town broke. I gotta have a bank and some bank to smoke. Think I'm gambling? You must be insane. It started getting late, I had to catch that plane. So I cut to the airport. Just another day for too short. Yeah, I did that kind of shit, you know. It ain't no thing but a chicken wing, little bitch. Shoved off in the motherfucking house. Kicking it with QD3 on the LA scene. Ain't no thing, baby, cause we coming up in the game, that's how we do. We getting money, and we go here and there, and we clock the bank, you know what I'm saying? Bitch, I was high as fuck on the airplane, thinking to myself about street game. How a black man will do you in a minute. Walk around the corner, see some shit and get in it. How the police always trying to catch us. Fell asleep and woke up in Houston, Texas. Gangsta ass niggas from the 5th and the 3rd. Take your ass there, nigga, fuck what you heard. Next night we did a show in New Orleans. Same gangsters, same old scene. Yelling at 7th at 9th Ward. I seen my homies from the 3rd and the 4th. It was me, Big Dog, and the Ed Guard posse. Having fun and you just can't stop me. I did a show in Birmingham, Alabama. They caught an airplane to Atlanta. I heard about the motherfucking Freak Nick. Pop that shitty hoe, fuck that weak shit. You should have seen all the bitches on the street. Niggas from Detroit was deep. All my pockets from the O flew up. And they was playing that donkey stuff. Getting high with some brothers from Miami and Cleveland. Kicking back, talking about we ain't leaving, bitch. We ain't going nowhere. We gon' stay here another day, you know. Just another day. You know. I guess I'll get through and roll back to the old town. Ride with the Cadillac Club or something, you know. F-R-O-G, old school. Too clean in the house, bitch. On the beat. I wanna say what's up to little girl. My partner D, what's up, D baby? All my partners in the pen, North County, Santa Rita, my brother Wayne Lowe. Just another day.
Okay, and we are back. And I want to thank your girl Callie and Leo for stopping by and hanging out with me for the first hour there. Always a pleasure to have them around. And I want to thank everybody in the chat room. Blue Sky 69 is holding tight. Girl from Detroit and Mrs. PG, who is dozed off there, it looks like. And wow, we put like an 8 minute. So much happened in that during that 8 minute too short track. Wheel Lock came through. Calogenesis came through. And Leo took off, and then Calogenesis and Airbnb and Wheel Lock took off. So it's just, I think it's just me, Blue Sky, and Girl from Detroit now. It's the three of us, kids. If one of you two lovely ladies would like to, or both, would like to join me here on the air, it's 347-826-7667. I'm taking your calls, and I really want to thank you, both of you, for your support, especially Girl from Detroit. You've been a pretty solid listener. We met through Ronnie's show, and I'm glad you're enjoying my program, my do it here, and I'm looking to expand it to do something more along the lines of what Ronnie's doing. My laptop is kind of busted. I've been needing to upgrade it for a while now. And I think once I do, which will probably be soon, I will start doing a show with video, probably on Justin TV or Ustream or whatever. These BTR shows are fun. I love the regulars that are troll around BTR and come through randomly. It's a good time. And it's a great way to get the chops up. But I really want to start incorporating video and stuff like that. Maybe have a little more structure to the program as well. But still keep it kind of loosey-goosey and have fun with it, you know. Take it wherever it goes. And for the next 38 minutes, it's me with you. And if you want to call in, it's 347-826-7667. I can play some more music, or maybe Blue Sky 69 or Girl from Detroit have something they want to discuss. I've just been talking about the elections and politics and bullshit like that. What's on your mind, girls? Any questions, any anecdotes, any comments? I'd love to Girl from Detroit says definitely upgrade Vince. That would be cool. Referring to me doing the Justin TV Ustream thing. Yeah, it's a long time coming, and I'm going to do it. I'm going to get a new camera and a new computer, and try to do it kind of proper, somewhat legit, and try to get some visual stuff going, do some sketch comedy, do some music videos, do interviews, take calls, and PC. I should keep it PC. I don't want to do. No. No, I'm getting a Mac. I'm not getting it, if that's what you mean. I've turned into a Mac person. I like the Macs. I'm not sure. I'm leaning towards getting a Mac Pro. I'd like to get another Mac laptop. This laptop's good enough, but the FireWire port's all messed up, and the video camera for some reason doesn't work, the built-in camera. Like, it'll take pictures and stuff, and I can do, like, stream video over, Gmail and YouTube, but for some reason it won't connect. It doesn't jive with just a TV or Ustream or any of that stuff. It won't broadcast. Okay. Blue Sky wants to know, what do I think of the elections? Okay. Overall, I think it was about par for the course. I think it was a foregone conclusion that the Republicans were going to gain control of the House, and they were going to gain seats in the Senate, and you're basically going to have gridlock for the next 2 years. You could almost argue that there was gridlock for the last 2 years. Because they still need the supermajority, the 60 votes, to get anything done. And even with the Democrats having that, they still had a hard time getting things done, which is sad. Because the Republicans can pass stuff when they don't have the supermajority. You know, when the Democrats get it, they have no clue what they're doing. They push through a couple of things. Couple of fat things, like pricey fat things, that the stimulus bill. I don't think all the stimulus money has been doled out yet. I think like half of it has been used. I might be wrong. Don't quote me on that, but I'm pretty sure there's less. There's about half of the money still yet to be used from that. And who knows what that's all gone to and where it's going to go to. You don't really hear about the TARP money. You hear that some of these banks paid it back. Some of the banks haven't. Some of the TARP money hasn't even been used. You know, it's kind of like, what's going on with all that? You know, the taxpayers were supposed to come out on top there. They were supposed to lend the money to the banks, and they were going to get a return on investment. Well, let's get an update on that. What's going on with that? You know why you're not hearing about it? Because they're all in on it. I really wish. I wanted in 2008 to be a referendum on anybody who voted for TARP. I think in 2008 we should have voted out everybody who voted for TARP. And 2010 for sure. And some of them did go out. Some of these people got voted out because of voting for the health care bill. A lot of people were punished for voting for that. A lot of Democrats. A lot of these blue dogs got nailed. So the Democrats took a beating in the House big time. And the Senate, there wasn't that many Senate seats up. There's something like 20-something Senate seats up in the next election. And that will be interesting. 2012 will be huge. It's not only is it going to be all the House seats up again, it's going to be something 20-something Senate seats up plus the president. It's going to be like a mega elezione. It's going to be huge. It's going to be ginormous. And I think that's actually favorable for Obama. I think Obama is sort of just there as a spectacle. Which is evident by the fact that he's been such a spectacle for such a long time that he's not a spectacle anymore. You know, people are kind of like see through it now, and it's like that with every politician. It's not anything he's doing different or wrong or whatever. It's just like George Bush was the same way. George Bush came in, promised all this stuff, said he wasn't going to nation build. What does he end up doing? it's just you can't be surprised. But I think, don't count Barack Obama out. The Republicans still have to come up with a healthy alternative, and I think there's a good pool of candidates out there. If the right ones rise to the top, I'll be very, very surprised, but who knows. I'll tell you one thing, it's not going to be Sarah Palin. Guaranteed. She's not even going to run. No way. Why would she? Why would anybody in her position run? I mean, she makes in two speaking appearances what the president will make in a year. And she doesn't even sweat. I mean, come on. Why are you going to give that up? She's got the life. She's got the influence. She's got the power. I mean, she doesn't have the power, but she has a lot of political influence. She's making a healthy living. She would really have to be literally crazy to run for president. I think it works to her advantage and her marketability to keep it up in the air as long as possible. I think that's going to ultimately hurt the GOP because I think a lot of people are thinking she is going to go. And while those people are kind of going to be like sidelined waiting for her, there's going to be other people stewing about that people aren't going to really lock in on. And people are already talking about Marco Rubio. I mean, come on. The guy just barely won the Senate race, and they're already talking about him, you know? It's like, that's how Barack Obama did it, right? I mean, Barack Obama spoke at the DNC convention before he was even was elected a senator. It was like he was preordained. They already knew. So I wouldn't be surprised if they do try to push Marco Rubio. I don't know who he would. There's some people are saying he's talking about him for president. Some are saying vice president. I kind of like Chris Christie. Why not Christie Rubio? Chris Christie and Marco Rubio for the Republican Party. I think that would be a cool ticket. I think it's possible to beat Obama with that. I don't think it's going to be hard to beat Obama as long as they just get smart candidates and good, a good dynamic. But that's taking too far ahead, right? Or maybe not. I mean, people have been thinking about 2012 for a long time. But I think 2010 was sort of a foregone conclusion. I don't think there was any major upsets. The only thing I could say is I was really surprised that Harry Reid won. I thought he was dead. I thought Harry Reid had no chance. And then a couple of months ago, the polling made it look like he had no chance. And I thought it was just not going to happen for him. And he somehow pulled it out pretty easily, almost. So that was kind of interesting. That blew me away. I was convinced that you were going to have a completely different, you're going to have a new speaker and a new Senate leader, but Harry Reid stays in there barely, and now we go from one tanned like leather looking mongoloid in Pelosi to The other one, the male version, which is Boehner. Oh, my God. Please. But the one good silver lining of this is gridlock. Gridlock is what you want. That was sort of the intention of this whole governmental process. That was the way it was set up is to make it more or less be gridlocked. To very rarely have it be all one sided. Although in the last 10-15 years, it's been volleying back and forth, like it goes all in one direction, like it was all Democrat with Clinton, and then boom, he got nailed, Republican Congress, he came back, then eventually the Republicans had everything, and they tumbled pretty quick. I mean, they were solid for a while there, but then all of a sudden, it just, 2006, it just toppled pretty quick. I think that's what you're seeing here. Like you're seeing, this is like 2006, but for the Republicans. The Republicans are they're picking up these wins. People don't realize that there's just, I mean, all the House seats were up, and they're always up every 2 years, so it's like the House resets every 2 years automatically. And there's a dramatic change to the Republicans. Now the Senate, they're kind of oddballed. It's like, they do 6 years terms and they're kind of staggered in these weird ways. And they're always affected by elections because, like Salazar left his post and Hillary left her post and, Obama and Biden all up their posts, so like there's all these elections that are done over and over again, and it becomes a mess. But the next 2012, there's going to be a lot more Senate seats up than there were this time around. There's going to be like three times as many, and that's going to be an even bigger bellwether. You're going to see, I think you're going to see the Republicans, if they stay on course. I mean, they've got a good little express train going here. They stay on message. They just keep saying no and just stay to their, quote, principles or whatever. Just ride it out. Try to keep this Tea Party, quote-unquote Tea Party train going. Express or whatever the fuck it is. I don't know. We'll see. But I haven't looked at the switchboard. God damn it. Is the show over? And I just don't even know. We got 23 minutes left to go. 23 minutes to take your calls. At 347-826-7667. I'm sorry, folks. I totally I have so many windows open. I just looked into the chat room. Wheellock is back. Thank you, Wheellock, for joining us. Blue Sky 69 holding it down. Appreciate it. I'm going to add you. I'm going to follow you people and add you as friends and follow you on Twitter. You should follow me on Twitter. I'm pretty sure my Twitter account is linked up. Let's go to the phones. We got a phone call here from the 902. You're live on Disorderly Conduct with Vince in the Bay. Identify yourself.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on? Who's this?
Hi, Vincent. How are you? This is Paula.
Great. Who?
This is Paula, Blue Sky 69.
Oh, Paula.
Hi. Yes, hello.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm much better now that you're here.
Oh, I bet. I just wanted to call in because with your elections and all, and like I get different outputs by different people about what they think, like about the elections that you guys have going
on
down there.
You're Canadian, right?
Yes, I am. And
so you guys didn't have elections, but you're paying attention to ours.
I'm paying a little bit of attention to it. Yeah, I have a few friends down there and that. So, but what I'm calling for, because Wheelock is there in the room with me, and like we were chatting there, and he thinks we have a much better healthcare system.
Mm-hmm.
He's absolutely wrong. We have no healthcare. The healthcare system here, it stinks. Like people say with socialized medicine, like, yeah, it's fine to say, we don't have to pay to go to a hospital or to a doctor or for any surgeries. But the thing is, like, that's the good thing about it. But then the bad thing is that if you're, like you guys down there right now, got to pay for everything, right? Like if you go to a doctor's office or have to go to the emergency room.
Yeah.
Well,
if you go to the emergency room.
Pardon?
Emergency room? No, if you go to the emergency room with no insurance, $350.
Wow.
You go in there?
Oh. Yeah.
You know what? You should just take some Advil and rest. Thank you. $350.
Nah. Yeah, that's not good.
No.
Okay, the good thing is with us, yes, we don't have to pay, but we're waiting on longer lists for surgeries. Like I've been waiting since June of this year to have a hernia, operation.
Yeah.
And I also, like, I was talking to the doctor today, and he was telling me that I'm probably not going to have the surgery done until March or April, between March and May of next year. So there's how good our healthcare system is.
Yeah, no, it's no secret that people that live in Canada that can afford to come to the United States to get operations and procedures taken care of, if they have that luxury, they do it.
That's right. Like, if I had the money to jump on a plane tomorrow to come down there and get this done, I would. I would in a heartbeat. But, like, but I can't, so I have to sit here and just wait. But I've known friends, like I had relatives who were on waiting lists. Like my uncle was on a waiting list for heart surgery, and it was going to take anywhere from a year to 3 years before he'd get this heart surgery done. And because he was waiting, he passed away.
Yeah. Well, you know, the good thing is there's time for all this healthcare bill mess to be sorted out. Like Barack Obama himself is already talking about retooling the bill and stuff and reforming it. So it's, I don't think it's over yet, but it's that whole thing is such a mess to begin with. I mean, who knows what's really happening in there, and that spaghetti of just mumbo jumbo. There's a few things that are like concrete that everybody can understand, you know, and decide one way, like the you know, extending the insurance. You can stay under your parents' insurance until you're 26, and you know, the pre-existing condition thing, and mandating that everybody has health care, and giving the employers that provide health care the option, or the individual's option, to just pay a penalty. All the at least small businesses are saying, you know what, I can just opt out by paying the penalty and give the difference I would have had back to my employees, and they can go for this and get health care on their own. And that's what's going to happen. It's already happening. And that's a result. And everybody's going to have to be burdened with having to pay a penalty. And if you can't pay the penalty, what does it do? What do? They're going to take out your wages, and it becomes basically a tax, which this guy, when he came into office, promised he wasn't going to do.
Yeah. They all promise everything until they get in, and when they get in, then they don't do nothing. Then all they want is your money.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it is.
And they keep both parties, they get in there, and they both add all these new bureaus and all these new czars and all these new staffers, and it's just outrageous. The extravagance and waste that's visible to the naked eye, you know, it's just out there. It's just so obvious. But
yeah.
We have another caller here. Let's go to Ketawayo.
Hello.
Yeah, you're on the air. Who is this?
It's Setiweo.
Setiweo.
Yeah. You know, like I was saying in the chat, I'm sorry for your loss, but in America, if you don't have money, there is no waiting list, Blue Sky. Paula. Okay? I do business with a lot of healthcare people, and if you don't have money here, there is no waiting list. So, you people are dying for a lot less. They're dying in America, with a lot less injuries or diseases. They're dying with a lot less. If you don't have money, you don't. Simple diabetes isn't being treated. You know, it's just people are dying here with dealing with a lot less illnesses. So, like I was saying, the health care, and that's ridiculous for supposed to be one of the top nations on the planet, or the top. The health care industry is all screwed up.
Thank you, very nice.
Say that again?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, very nice.
Okay. But there are a lot of issues here with the healthcare industry in America. It's all about money.
Mm.
And in some places, like Vince was saying, it's $300, you go to the waiting room. But in some places, it's a lot more. You go into the emergency room, it's a lot more. You go to some place in some cities. It usually goes by the area that you're in. It's a lot of money. It's all about money in America. It's not about going ahead and heal, making you well, And then you got the pharmaceutical company. They don't want to go ahead and help you heal or get well. They just want to keep you just well enough to buy more drugs. So it's all about money over here.
Yeah,
all
I know.
So
like you said, if you don't have enough, if you don't have money, there is no waiting list.
Right, yeah, that's in America. If you have cash, you can get taken care of in America. That's what it's all about. I've been doing business with these guys for almost 11 years, man. And it's
okay.
My dad
lives in Texas, and I know he had to go into the hospital when he was in Texas because his cholesterol level was up high, and his blood work was way out of whack and stuff. So they kept him in for a couple of days. Oh, high blood pressure it was. His blood pressure went so high that they ended up admitting him. And when he was done in the hospital, like from staying there because he had high blood pressure,
right?
It cost him, I think he said it cost him about $8,000.
See, that's my point. See, they want to go ahead and get you into a bed, get you in there, and get you into the system so you can pay. And it's a lot of this stuff's got to go through this and that. They got to go ahead and sit around and vote on your case and stuff. Bottom line, it's how much can you pay? It's not if we can heal this person, if we can make them better. It's how much you can pay. That's what it is. That's why I was saying that the system in Canada, even though that sucks that you have to wait so long for the hernia operation, but still, I mean, people, it's how much you can pay first over here.
Every year. Like when you see a doctor in the U.S., then you're telling me that the first question that they ask is how much can you pay?
The first question they ask is, do you have insurance? Even, you know, they may take your name, but they, you know, the question is going to ask, you know, who's your carrier? Okay, who's got your policy? Who do you have health insurance with? You're paying with your doctor. I mean, you're paying with your from your job or whatever.
Yeah.
They want to know how much you can pay. You know, mm-hmm. I've seen individuals that have gunshot wounds, stabbed. They've been stabbed, hit by a car. And, you know, they'll keep you there for a few days, but they're going to transfer you. And there's been times here where if you can't pay, you don't have insurance, you came to the emergency room, hey, you're still sick. You're not healing from your wounds. They'll put you on the street here. And you can go ahead and look that up. You can research that.
Oh, wow. Because, like, I also have a friend down in the Tennessee area. And he's telling me that if I came there tomorrow, I would have my hernia surgery done and probably back here in Canada by probably early next week.
But he didn't tell you that, hey, look, it's going to be how much you can pay, or do you have health insurance? That's the part.
No, but he also told me too that with that, you, like, all they're worried about is getting their money.
Exactly.
Which is I know what you're saying, but they don't push, like, they're happy with a $5 payment a week or whatever.
Who's $5 payment? Oh no.
Or like you can pay. He was saying you can pay whatever you want. Like you can make payments. Like you can set up a payment plan to where you can pay, you know, $20 a month or something.
Just to walk into the doctor's office to see the doctor, it can cost you anywhere from roughly $100 to maybe about almost $300. That's just to go ahead to see the doctor, to go ahead and see what's wrong with you. That's not counting any there's lab work, that's money. If you have to go ahead and have a CAT scan or MRI or anything like that, that's money. And don't mention the drugs. That's going to be a lot of money. The drugs are kind of a lot cheaper. So, hey, everything over here is about money. It's not about healing the people or go ahead and prolonging their life. Well, it's about prolonging their life just long enough so you can keep paying. But it's not about going ahead about the people over here. That's the problem. And a lot of countries see that. Even Canada wants to go ahead and try to adopt parts of the U.S. system. It's messed up. And my thing is, hey, if we're paying these people, if we're paying taxes, I mean, we should be getting some of that. Instead, you know, we pay taxes to go ahead and let these guys go ahead and deal with the big corporations and get extra money from them, fatten their coffers. It's a big joke and a scam in America.
Is the healthcare different in every state down there?
It's pretty much the same all over. But if you're in one of these smaller towns where you can kind of get to know the local doctor, you're better off. But once you have to go ahead and for something, you know, major or like with your hernia,
mm-hmm.
they're gonna have to send you to the bigger hospital in the area. That's when it's gonna cost money.
Yeah.
even okay, let's say that, you know, something happened, it was an accident, you had to be put in an ambulance. That could, the payments start with that. That's like $200. That's separate. That starts at like $200 to be thrown in the ambulance.
Wow. Well, we have to pay for ambulances here, like to go in an ambulance. We have to pay to go in an ambulance here.
Only if they're
taking you from whatever location you're at to the hospital.
Right.
But you don't have to pay if they're transferring you from hospital to hospital.
Oh, no, no. Even being transferred here, you have to pay. Anytime you get into an ambulance, it's money. This whole system is about money. That's why some of the healthcare providers, you know, the insurance industry here is some of the richest individuals on the planet. Okay, and they've been in business for a long time, and they'll go ahead and create another little subdivision or bring in another little company and stuff. And it's all about money here. It's not about healing you, not getting you better.
Okay.
They've had doctors here that have also there was a few go ahead defrauding the government because they want to go ahead and keep people coming back, getting these unnecessary surgeries and unnecessary treatment and unnecessary drugs because part of it they do bill the government for. You know, say it's all about money here.
Yeah. I don't know. I think personally, like just in my opinion only, I think that if you are not you, but just personally for me, like I think you guys got a better healthcare system than we do, for the simple fact because you guys don't have to wait for anything. Well, for people who are on like. For people who have like insurance coverages or whatever.
See,
you
this is
I mean?
This is
like,
this is the situation is.
But
more
if
about,
I ever moved, if I ever had to move to the U.S., I would definitely make sure that I would get some sort of insurance company to cover
this is a
so
thing
that
where
I wouldn't
a lot
have to pay out so much.
This is a thing where a lot of people say that hey, the grass is greener on the other side. When they get over there, they find out it's a sandlot. So it's you have every no system is perfect. I do know that. I've been halfway around this planet. I do know that no system is perfect. But in terms of when they say the U.S. has the best health care, if you have the money to pay for it, you're going to get good treatment. And then when you get there at the end of the day, when you get the bill, even if you and in some situations, even if you have health insurance, there's still like co-pays and this and that. You still got to come out of pocket. They got deductibles, and you're still coming out with a lot of money. That's why some people in the U.S. if it was something serious, you know, it easily can go ahead and be $50,000, $100,000, $200,000, $500,000 for their treatment, easily. And they love. They try to get every little thing. Even there've been reports. And I see them sometimes because, like I said, I work with some of these guys in my business. I do my business not in the healthcare industry, but these guys tell me what these guys are paying for. I mean, for a box of rubber gloves they were using in your treatment, they may bill you $40, $50, $60 for the box of rubber gloves that they were using in your treatment. And you'll see this on you can, and if you get the bill, a lot of times they don't want to send you the bill. They'll send it to the insurance company, and then eventually they try to go ahead and bill the government. But if you can see the bill, you'll see that, hey, a lot of those costs are just ridiculous. I mean, it's outrageous.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, come down and investigate a little bit. I mean, like, I know what's being said, But the people who are trying to go ahead and keep the real information out there are the people that's making money, and the people that's making money from social media, they're controlling the message. And you guys are not getting the full message up there. Just like we're a lot of people down here in the U.S. are not getting the full message about what's going on in Canada either.
Oh, yeah.
And with that said, I want to thank my guests for tonight's show. We had quite the cross-section of panelists. it's been a fantastic disorderly conduct. I don't think we engaged in any actual disorderly conduct on the program, but we certainly had a broad spectrum of punditry and panelists. I want to thank everybody who called in. Check out the podcast and playback the link this to your website, to your Twitter, to your Facebook. Whatever you do, do what you got to do. Hit me up on Twitter, twitter.com/VTOCCE. I want to thank my producer, Amy, for not showing up yet again. But we held it down. That's it. I'm out of here. Check me out. I'll probably come back. What's tomorrow? Thursday night? Yeah, I might come back tomorrow. We'll see. Probably be around the same time if I do. Follow me on BTR. That's how you know I'll have a show. Or on Twitter, twitter.com/VTOCCE. This is your man, Vince in the Bay, signing off. Disorderly conduct. Peace out.
Elections. So I got a replacement for my hands-free device. I'm trying it out right now, so I guess it sounds all right.
Talking about the music?
No, I'm talking about my voice right now. Because, like, I normally the whole show I was broadcasting as over my Bluetooth, not my Bluetooth, my USB headset.
Okay.
But now I'm going mobile. This is my overtime. This is like the bonus Insider Extreme edition. This is just for the people that listen on the archive.
Okay.
Thank you. Very nice.
You're welcome.
What did that say?
That's Eugene from Gogo Bordello. He's saying thank you. Very nice.
Thank you. Very nice.
You ever heard of Gogo Bordello?
No.
Oh, here, check them out. They're awesome. I got to take a leak. I'll be right back.
Okay.
Я письмо достал, Николай Иванович. Ты опять запрещенное? Совершенно запрещенное. Белинского Гоголю. Ах, Николай Иванович, какое письмо?
Drop the charges!
We'll be right back.
not a crime. In your time, in your time, in your time, it was not a crime.
There you have it. That's Gogo Bordello with Not a Crime. What'd you think of that?
I guess it's okay. It's a lot of screaming
kind of music
in
are you
there.
Into? What kind of music are you into?
I like everything from country to pop rock and to, like, I like everything except screaming music. Now, who is that?
Gogo Bordello.
Never heard of them or heard of him or whoever.
The guy's name is Eugene Hoots. His band's called Gogo Bordello. So you like pop music. Do you like Lady Gaga?
No. Can't stand her. Or him.
You like Flogging Molly?
Like who?
How about Bo Diddley?
Never heard of him or her.
You never heard of Bo Diddley?
Nope.
Very tall. She says she loves me best of all. She's my woman, all in all. She's my lover, and she's my ball. I roll around, I have a lot of fun. Always whisper to me softly, that Bo Diddley, you the one. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, sure enough, I hold her in my arms, and I kiss her real gentle. She said, my. Feeling real rhythm. Take it easy, baby. Your temperature running hot. You gonna start those after me wondering. Oh, baby, what you got? You my ball. You my rubber ball. Whoa, yeah. Whoa, yeah. Up the telephone and called a Paul at home. He said, hey, little boy, you better let my daughter know. I says, oh, yeah. He says, oh, yeah. I says, mm-hmm. He says, you know, yeah. Her mother got mad and started to jump and shout. Down there and have the cops to carry me out. I says, oh yeah. She says, mm-hmm. I says, oh yeah.
And you're back with Vince in the Bay, broadcasting in overtime here. That was Bo Diddley. And the track was called Oh Yeah. And the track, ironically, also, or coincidentally, if you were asking if I'm on my way to Jack in the Box, the answer would be, oh, yeah. And I'm on this Jack in the Box run with my partner in crime, who I think is still on the air. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
What's going down?
Partner in crime.
Are you hungry? I'm going over to if it's open. I don't even know if it's open. It's 1:15. Should be open. Jack in the Box, you down? Oh no, it's closed. What the fuck? Are you serious? Not even drive through? Fuck doses, dudes.
Are you talking to me?
I like their mango smoothies. Yeah, I'm going to see if McDonald's is open. I'm going to see if any fast food joints are open for drive-thru. Do you want anything? Are you hungry?
Yeah, right. What are you going to do, mail it?
I'll FedEx it to you.
No, that's okay. I'll pass.
All right. Offering. I don't even know if the McDonald's drive-thru is open. I don't think the McDonald's drive-thru is open either, or is it?
I'm not sure. I live in Canada. How do I know it's open in California?
I don't know. I thought you might be able to look it up on the internet or something.
No, I don't look at that stuff.
All right. Well, I think I'm going to end the show here. I'd like to thank you for joining me here once again for another fun-filled adventure. Unfortunately, I was going to try to find a mango smoothie at Jack in the Box, and it's fucking closed. Oh.
Ah.
Oh, wow. I should get one of these Mega Mind toys from McDonald's now while I can, because they just passed a new law that says McDonald's can't sell toys with their Happy Meals.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hmm. How come?
The voters put it on the thing, and they voted and they passed it.
Say that again?
San Francisco and also Santa Clara County both voted to set standards for restaurants that offer toys with their meals. Like if the meal doesn't have a certain nutritional value if it doesn't adhere to certain standards, they don't allow them to do it. Anyways, I got to wrap this up. I got to go. My phone's dying. Thanks for calling.
Okay.
You're following me on Twitter and Facebook. Check me out. I'll probably do another show tomorrow or the next day or probably around the same time, too.
Okay, let me know.
All right, take care. Thank you very much.
All right.
Good night. Bye. Ciao.